Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning, Bill Handel here. It is a Thursday morning, March 4th, with some big stories. If you happen to be working in the food industry, grocery stores, it's an extra $5 an hour pay for the next 120 days within the city of Los Angeles. The plot to overthrow the Capitol again or to attack the Capitol. Well, it doesn't seem to be panning out. I haven't seen anything. Security, though, is ridiculous. So I don't think an army could get through at this point. Last night, there was a vote. Originally, the vote in the House was scheduled for today. But because of the threat of a subsequent attack on the Capitol, Nancy Pelosi moved it to last night. And in the House, it passed. And this is the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act. And, man, it just changes everything about policing in the United States. I don't think there's anything this expansive, not that I can remember, or ever. And Wayne Resnick, who, of course, tons and tons of experience in the federal justice system, criminal justice system, who has dealt with police matters over and over again. Wayne, thanks for joining us, and let's go through this because sure. We have certain points we have to talk about, some of them just overwhelmingly important and changing, and some of them it looks stronger than it actually is.
Yes, and the big surprise kind of at the end is how most of this actually misses the main issue. So let's go through what this thing does, and it does a bunch. One of the first things that it does, although you don't hear about it too often, there is a federal criminal statute that is used to prosecute police officers, and it's called deprivation of rights under color of law, meaning you're in an official capacity, and under the guise of investigating someone, or it's usually arresting someone, you violate their civil rights. That's a criminal offense.
Now, let me interrupt for a moment. You're violating their civil rights. How? What exactly is the civil right that you are violating?
Generally speaking, this involves beating the holy hell out of people that are in your custody when there was no cause to do it.
Because we have a right not to be beat up while
correct.
We're in police custody. And
that is
translated
correct.
Into a civil right.
Yes. And it's a crime to deprive somebody of that right under the color of law. Now, here's what this act does. Currently, in order to convict a police officer of doing this, you have to show that whatever it was that they did, right, that deprived the person of their rights, they did willfully. This law changes the state of mind to knowingly or recklessly.
Yeah, that's
you
the magic
can you
word.
Can speak on how different willfully recklessly are under the law.
Yes, because reckless, you don't need to decide what the state of mind is. Either someone, the jury decides that was reckless, and it doesn't matter what you were thinking. You just should not have done it. It's that simple. We're going to nail you for it. It's like when they're policing and the police may arrest versus shall arrest. That's all the difference in the world.
So it would, in theory, it would make it a lot easier to convict police officers because You don't have to get into what were they thinking. You only have to look at their behavior and say, hey, that behavior really created this risk that somebody's rights were going to be violated. And now you can get a conviction.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Oh, it's a massive deal. Now, another, and I don't know if we're going to have time to fully do this in this segment, but the other massive thing is eliminating qualified immunity protection for police officers. And this completely eliminates it, okay? Qualified immunity, a judge-created doctrine. It wasn't written in a law. No legislators at the federal level said, let's protect police officers this way. It just came out of case law where judges said, oh, if you're going to sue. Now, this has to do with suing cops. The other thing is for prosecuting cops. This is for suing cops. And it says, if you're going to sue a police officer for violating your constitutional rights, you're going to have to prove they violated your rights. And the way that they violated your rights was already previously found somewhere in a court to violate your rights. The idea being they would have been known or should have known that the thing they were doing violated your rights. And that's the only way that a police officer should be held civilly accountable.
Even if it's some court somewhere in Maine, that no one is, that no prosecutor could, who's been in working for the government for 25 years, whatever, know.
Yeah, well, I mean, as long as it's within the jurisdiction. Now, these are suits in federal court. So as long as it's somewhere within the circuit, but you're right, you know, the northeast of the United States, here's a cop in Boston. There was a federal case in Maine where some court said the thing that you did was unconstitutional. Now you're on the hook. So this completely eliminates as a defense qualified immunity. It doesn't tweak it. It doesn't soften it. It kills it.
Let's come back and we'll do more because there's lots to cover. Boy, does this law change everything. Now, is it going to pass in the Senate? Probably not because it's so overreaching. The only place where it is not overreaching is the activists, the NAACP, National Urban League, National Action Network. And I'll explain. We'll end up with why they don't want this bill to pass. Yeah, you wouldn't think that was the case. All right, Jennifer.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Just one mistake is all it will take. We'll go down in history.
KFI AM 640. Bill Handel on a Thursday morning, March 4th. And we continue on with what happened last night. A vote in the House. The George Floyd Justice in Policing Act. If it passes the Senate in any major way, completely changing the way policing is done in the United States. Reinvents it, actually, making it much easier to police the police, making it the police more difficult to police. I'm hoping that made some sense. And Wayne Resnick is with us because this is right up in his wheelhouse. So let's continue on with other aspects of the Policing Act.
Well, another thing it does is go after two tactics that have repeatedly been the subject of scrutiny and controversy. Number one, no-knock warrants. What this bill says is there will be no federal warrants, no warrants issued by federal courts, no-knock warrants for drug cases, period. If what you're going after is drugs, you will not get a no-knock warrant, period. You can get a warrant. You will get a warrant that requires you to provide notice of your presence, authority, and purpose for being there. And because they can't directly do anything about local courts issuing no-knock warrants in drug cases, they go after the money. There are two big sources of grant money from the feds, the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grants, and this COPS program, Community Oriented Policing Grants. This law says you're not getting a dollar from these programs unless you have a no-knock warrant for drugs policy where you are. We can't force you to do it, but we can disallow you from getting grant money if you don't do what we want.
Now, I want to point something out, and that is, this from Vox.com is where we're getting this article, and it's according to Vox, about $120 billion were spent on policing in 2018 by state and local governments. Of that, the feds contributed about $5 billion. So it doesn't seem like a lot of money, yet even a small portion is a lot of money. And also, I'm assuming that the program that gives the police, and that's gone back and forth, it gives the police government surplus weaponry. You know, for example, body armor, the shields, the helmets, the military helmets.
The tanks.
That one was a little bit not really controversial, but they really don't need, you know, the 88 millimeter howitzers and the RPGs and the low grade nuclear weapons. They really didn't need that to control the crowds. But in general, I think it was under the Barack administration. They just took that away completely.
Well, this bill to restrain the person or stop the person from being violent, because the law now is defining it as, no, that's an infliction of a punishment, pain, or penalty. When you're a police officer and you're trying to get somebody under control, you are not allowed at that point to mete out punishment to that person. They're defining these tactics as punishment to that person. It's going to be very difficult for police officers to defend themselves with civil rights lawsuits involving chokeholds and carotid holds if this thing passes.
And then real quickly, before we go, the people who are saying that this does not go nearly far enough, the NAACP, National Urban League, et cetera, are saying this is not about a few rotten apples. This is policing is rotten to the core. And so it's a question of defunding the police, a question of spending enormous amounts of money on social programs. That's the problem with policing in this country. They're not saying eliminate the police completely. They're saying pretty close to eliminate the police completely. So both sides of that, and lawsuits are going to fly on either side. Let's take a break, come back, Tactical Thursday with our own Brian Suits, and let's check in with Jennifer.
Live. KFI AM 640.
Local.
And iHeart Radio Station.
What have we got here? Comedian. You little scumbag. I got your name. I got your ass.
And good morning. Bill Handel here. It is a Thursday morning, March 4th. As we continue on with the show, a few of the stories we're covering. Last night, the House Democrats passed the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, totally overhauling the way policing is going to be done nationwide. We'll see what the Senate has to say with that. And just the sheer numbers now are looking pretty good. And I'm going to give you, nationally, cases are up only 60,000, relatively speaking, yesterday. Hospitalizations are down again as more and more people are getting vaccinated. Tactical Thursday with Brian Suits. Brian, have you been vaccinated yet?
I don't need to be.
And why don't you need to be? Because you've already gotten the COVID?
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay. You're sounding way off in the distant. Something's going on with the line there. That's a little better. It's a little better.
Let me do this. Oh, come on, Bluetooth. Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah, that's better. That's much better.
Yeah.
What's happening today is really what's not happening today in the Capitol, because some of the QAnon sort of out of their mind supremacists have called for another attack in their totally delusional mind that somehow it's going to translate to President Trump triumphantly marching back into the Capitol, with the laurel wreath on his head, much like Caesar came in to Rome. Now, to be fair, the president hasn't said any of that. I mean, he has not said, you know, he's not backing that up at all. But part of their plan is an attack on the Capitol. So what's happened?
Okay, first of all, what you're looking at is bureaucratic inertia. This is a federal infrastructure that's so burnt by what happened on January 6th, you know, with so many firings and early retirements, the federal bureaucracy has literally spun up from whole cloth this mystery, you know, Reddit, Twitch TV, inspired comment into a militia invasion of DC. I mean, this comes from literally a single thread on Reddit. This was ginned up, and boy, to watch MSNBC today, it's like they're covering Normandy, you know, circa June 44 or something. This is the federal government. This is career bureaucrats on CYA mode, absolutely overstepping any reasonable caution. And calling this a credible threat. And by the way, people I know in the National Guard are being kept on active duty for a myth. However, you're going to hear the words abundance of caution all day long, and literally nothing's going to happen today. If there's a single arrest of an actual viable, coupist or whatever they're calling the QAnonist today, I will donate $100 to Bill Handel's favorite charity, if you have one.
Well, yeah, it's mainly me, but that's okay.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, we've been hearing, and I don't know, this is the first time I've heard it's a single thread on Reddit, because we have heard various government officials. We've heard from Nancy Pelosi. We've heard from others saying, yeah, this is real, or it could be real. I won't go so far as say it is real. So the anticipation is that they are really anticipating this, or are they aware that the government officials aware that there's really not a lot there?
They have to listen to the briefings that they get, and the briefings are generated from somebody in Homeland Security whose job is to sit there with an algorithm and monitor right-wing internet and web chat. And they decided, I don't want to be the guy. Hey, I saw this thread on Reddit, and I don't want to be the guy who didn't send it up. I mean, I've seen this kind of thing in combat in the Army in briefings and things where Godzilla is going to come to Baghdad. You can't prove he won't, you know, and things like that. Yeah. And that's really what this is. This is, for everybody who was there on January 6th, I doubt their needle is even moving today. But somewhere online, you know, someone probably is trolling Homeland Security and the Joint Terrorism Task Force of the FBI and all that. And you don't want to be the bureaucrat at year 28 of your career to ignore something like that. So, of course, you send it up with top priority. And by the time it gets to Pelosi, it's, yes, we're fearing that, a militia is going to blitzkrieg into D.C. So it's just, I mean, I know where anyone who's ever worked for the federal government knows exactly what I'm talking about.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back because I want to either continue this, or there's a lot going on with that rocket attack in Iraq on an American base. Maybe sometime what's going on with Myanmar with just opening fire on protesters. So we still have a lot to cover. Don't go away. KFI AM 640. All right, Jennifer, you're up. KFI AM 640. Bill Handel here as we finish the show on a Thursday morning, March 4th. Brian Suits with Tactical Thursday. Brian, heard Saturdays, 8 to 11 p.m. with Dark Secret Place. Sundays, 8 to 10 p.m. with Super Hyper Local Sunday. And his social at Dark Secret Place. Brian, let's move on. We've already talked a little bit about the Capitol and how it's nothing and no one's there, for sure. The rocket attack on that Iraqi base in which American soldiers were at, and this was in the, if Am I correct that it was in the green zone?
No, this is the same base that the Iranians attacked in January of last year, the 60 Minute story from Sunday. It's Al-Assad.
Right. All right, so what's going on with that? And this is the first major problem or the major crisis that Biden has when it comes to military intervention or military response.
Well, remember 4 weeks ago, they shot rockets at it and a contractor was killed and Biden bombed Syria, you know, last week or about 10 days ago. And so this is the response to that. He bombed the Iranian militia and people need to pull out a chart on this. Iraqi Shia are being funded and backed, trained and led by the Iranians, but they can't do business in Iraq. So they're just over the border in Syria. So Biden bombed Syria because there's no penalty in doing that, of course, because, you know, there's no authority. And now that you're president, you don't have to ask that. So he bombs their headquarters in Syria. So they drove the 60 or 70 miles within rocket range of Al-Assad and fired smaller battlefield rockets that I won't get into technically, but, you know, versus January of last year, the Iranians, you know, fired 14 ballistic missiles from Iran and hit the same base. So but this is clearly an answer to Biden from last week. So now he's got to do something. And the deal is you don't go tit for tat. You have to send the message that, oh, you did that. I'm going to do 50 of that back to you. Yeah, you know, so there has to be a price. They can trade rockets with us all day long.
Yeah, so I'm hearing from Biden, or at least from the administration, the word proportional response. Do you get the impression that that is going to be his mantra?
It's been his, you know, all of his career and 8 years of the Obama administration. Instead of making a foe pay a price for their aggression, we just covered their bet. And that's not how you play poker. That's why you double down to make the other guy back down. And I mean, to be fair, Trump was guilty of that as well. His first cruise missile strike on Syria was an empty airbase. It was kind of dumb. But you have to employ the Israeli method, which is, oh, you send a suicide bomber to a Sbarro pizza place? Okay, we're going to implode your parents' house. And you're going to have no honor. And even though you're dead, your name will be mud because you just harmed your own parents. And we couldn't do that in Iraq, but not for lack of my efforts. I knew that's how you stop asymmetric warfare. That's the point of asymmetric warfare, is that your enemy is going to play by the Marcus of Queensbury rules. And so get ready for this for as long as Biden is president, which I believe is November.
So what's going to happen? Do you see the United States not attacking or not replying in force? And it's just going to go back and forth. And at what point can you actually go into Iran, or is that can't be touched? I mean, that is so off the table.
Not happening under the administration that was standing by for that silly Iran nuclear deal. What will happen is in a few hours later today, before the end of the news cycle, or maybe Sunday when no one's paying attention, another pair of F-15s from Al Udeid Air Base in Kuwait will drop four more precision-guided bombs on some obscure building somewhere in Syria. And the Biden administration will say, we're not to be trifled with, and the whole thing. I'm telling you this as if I'm reading it in the news tomorrow.
Hey, let's move over to Myanmar for a moment. With the coup that happened, the military came back having lost the election and decided that they're going to take over. It was a coup. And we're getting reports. We're actually seeing via video of them firing live rounds into the protesters. What happens as a result of that? I know that the entire world goes, it's in a shock, you have resolutions. But realistically, what can the world do about that?
Unless you're prepared to lay sanctions on China, nothing. I mean, that's why they did it. You know, they went, oh, we lost an election. Let me check. Oh, yeah, we still have all the guns. Okay, I guess we win anyway. But because China is behind this coup and behind the junta of Burma, Myanmar, nothing. I mean, literally nothing. They could line people up in ditches and mow them down with machine guns. And until you're prepared to lay those sanctions on Huawei and every state-owned business of China and Walmart, by the way, nothing. I mean, literally nothing. They, you know, if you think the U.S. is your big brother and you're bulletproof because America has carriers, man, you should be a friend of China right now, because China is aware that the entire world is not prepared to do what it takes to affect their foreign policy.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at people in my world, the manufacturing world, my partner. They can't get stuff out of China. China has literally shut down entire industries here or slowed it down. And so they really have, they're very smart, the Chinese. They really have used, their method, the ammunition actually is their trade.
Yeah, it's our cheap goods. I mean, I'll go to Walmart and buy a mountain bike. I'm not going to a local business with an American-made bike. And until that bike is not available to me at Walmart, Target, whatever, I'm going to do that. So that's what that literally is driving China's foreign policy. They know coup, schmoo, you can dislike it all you want. We can mow down people live on Periscope and Twitter. You're not going to do a damn thing about it because you like our cheap goods, and we're going to rule the world in 50 years, not 100 years, but 50 years.
Yeah, it's probably true. All right, Brian, this weekend, 8 to 11 o'clock in the evening with Dark Secret Place, Sundays, 8 to 10, Super Hyper.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.